hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
Boy, aren't you Captain Sunshine today. I'm Bill Knight, by the way.
I'm faking it because last night, the presentation that they put on at the Capitol was annoying and upsetting.
You know, they even said, well, we've shown this production. Yes, you're right. It is a production.
Yes. Yep, it is indeed. They spent a ton of our money to put this together. They hired a former ABC president of ABC News to produce it and to make it dramatic. They had a Capitol police officer, an attractive young lady who they... It wasn't good enough just to present her in her uniform. They kind of dressed her up to the nines, and they had the makeup people come in and put makeup on her. And they made her look, she was pretty. They made her look gorgeous, and they made her look sympathetic.
I'm going to tell you something here. I saw that particular clip. She goes, oh, it's something out of the movies. Well, this was a movie. It was a produced documentary. Documentaries aren't always right on facts. It's whatever the producer wants you to see. Now, it was ironic. They brought on the documentary producer, young person that they won awards for, you know, film presentations, and just happened to be there. I'd love to subpoena everybody and say, give me notes, give me receipts, and tell me you didn't have meetings planning this whole thing.
Right.
Because this documentary person came there and when asked, well, why were you there? Well, I was just wanting to do a documentary and why people disagree. Well, then shouldn't you have been about 20 minutes away talking to the real Republicans that were on the stage and Donald Trump? No, of course not.
People have to realize, Bill, that there were 7 Democrats and 2 Rhino Republicans on that committee.
Did we get to put the Republicans on there?
Oh, no.
This was
a stacked deck. There was no... there was no bipartisan give and take here. There was no one defending the Trump side of the story. Everything was designed to make President Trump and the people who supported him to look bad.
But Jim, this was, they say it was bipartisan. I mean, surely Kevin McCarthy got to pick for the Republican side.
Well,
right?
That's not true. Actually, Kevin McCarthy put some people that he wanted on the committee forward, and the committee rejected them. The majority party, the Democrats, said, no, we don't like those guys. They would give us too much trouble, so we're going to take the 2 that we like, Kinzinger and Cheney. Those 2 are devout and unadulterated rhinos, and they were out there last night with the Democrats with one goal in mind, to bring down Donald Trump and make sure that he can't run again in 2024. And I don't think it worked. I don't think it worked because from what I've heard this morning, the viewing on this, and this should not be the case, folks, because they were on every network and they were on every cable channel. They were everywhere. I think Fox was the only cable network that didn't run it, but they put it over on Fox Business. So they kind of ran it on their other network. And with all of those networks carrying the feed, I heard that the viewership was terrible. People found alternative ways, including yours truly, to be entertained.
I did turn it on for 6 minutes. I did see that when I had to go across town at 9 o'clock. I was tuning down the radio, and then boom, there it was on CBS. I'm going, how are they showing this on CBS? But there was commentary, Murkowski on there at 9 o'clock talking about this thing. And saying, oh, how terrible it is. And this man boy, Trump, was just, it's terrible what he did. But, you know, if you take only 47% of the vote that he got, which I have something on that we'll talk about in a little bit, or at least a factual theory, she sat there and said, you know, the goal of this, keyword goal, is we want to get 3 to 4% of that 47%. And this way, that man boy, Trump, will never be in the White House again. So this has nothing to do about justice. This is a Democratic produced commercial that was 2 hours long for several nights, propaganda piece to try to take down Trump and the Republican Party.
Lisa Murkowski is a rhino and has been all of her political career, and she has never been a fan or a friend of President Trump. And now he has actually supported people running against her. She's up for re-election, and I don't think she's going to win. I think she's going to be done.
I hope so.
As is Cheney, and they know this. These people know this, so they're doing everything they can to minimize Trump and to swing some people over to their side. I don't think it's going to work, because if the ratings were low last night, and you know this as well as I do, that if you have a multi-night broadcast and you don't get them on the first night, if you don't get the viewership or the listeners on the first night, you ain't never going to get them.
You know, I went on the internet late last night after it was over, and I said, you know, obviously I'm in the media, you're in the media, you know, we got thousands of people that, you know, are friends, right. They're media friends or acquaintances. A lot of them are Democrats, good and bad, but a lot of them had a lot of voice back in the day with the Hillary thing and the Russian gate and all of that stuff. Not a damn one except two woke people were on last night out of about 3,800 people. Two. So, and it was one post. Well, one had three posts. They were one little one-line post, just hate jabs. And the other one was going, I'm so sad with what I saw on TV. And if you still support this takeover of the government, you're not my friend. I'm going, fine, bitch, you're gone. You know, and that was it. That was exactly
I got to tell you, I watched things happen and unfold in real time when there was the demonstration. And I also think that the demonstration was staged. I believe that there were a lot of people from the other side, instigators trying to cause trouble. I mean, we never heard what happened to Ray Epps. Ray Epps is the guy from Arizona who was around, going through the streets the night before saying, in crowds of people, we have to break into the Capitol. We have to break in and let them know we have to all go into the Capitol. He was saying this, and it's on camera, and the people who were standing around him started yelling, Fed, Fed, Fed. They knew what he was. They knew that he was a liar, a plant.
I have a friend that does, he's a young guy, does film documentaries. And he does short movies, too. I was in one. Well, not talking about that. But there's a guy called the Gypsy Crusader. And people will go, oh, yeah, he's the guy that dressed up as the Joker and did all this rabbit hole stuff. Well, the story on this guy, he was a Democrat, a liberal. And he started realizing when he was doing just film documentaries, I can't be a liberal. So he went to the right side. And then he realized, you know what? There's woke people here. Mm-hmm. So he became just kind of neutral. Now, he was at a thing when they were burning after the George Floyd thing, and he had an encounter with Antifa and all of that, and then he was threatened. His life was. It's on video. All of this stuff. So he's a videographer. He was at the January 6th hearing there. He wasn't one of the people that charged through, but he has video. He did dress up in his makeup to sit there and have things to say. And, you know, within a week, and he didn't say anything damning or threatening.
Right.
He was arrested by the FBI.
Of course.
And he had a gun that wasn't registered. Whether it was his or not, don't know. He didn't shoot anybody. It wasn't fired. But that gave him a trial. And it was a trial that apparently didn't have a whole lot going on with it. And he ended up in prison down south. He's out now out of prison. And it's funny because this guy was doing the documentary on this thing and he's worried about it. And that guy, the Gypsy Crusader, I won't say his real name, but you can look it up and you'll know it. He called and said, dude, you're right on. I appreciate that. And I told my buddy that is doing the film, I said, dude, you realize that when you get into this circle, you better, you know, sleep with a gun under your pillow, lock your doors, lock your windows, pull your shades, and sleep with an eye open, because what can happen to you is nasty.
That doesn't surprise me, by the way. They had on Tucker Carlson's show last night a kind of a rebuttal hour where they actually, instead of running the feed from the presentation, Tucker Carlson did an explanation of what really happened and showed footage of people being let in by the Capitol Police. I mean, there's a shot, and people keep asking, Greg Kelly on Newsmax always asks this, there's this short Capitol Hill police officer waving people in, waving crowds in. He's a Capitol, or she, I couldn't tell, but it's a short officer waving them into the Capitol. Like, come on, let's go, let's go. Then they have a shot of the people going into the hallway, into the entrance of the Capitol, and on either side are Capitol Police doing absolutely, positively nothing. They're not stopping them. All they had to do, Bill, to stop them is to stand at the entrance with their arms folded, and they wouldn't have gotten in, but they didn't. They stood aside and let them in. That being said, Ashley Babbitt, when she was murdered, there were three Capitol Hill police officers standing guard at that entrance. And just minutes before she was killed, they got a message from somebody. You can see it on film. One of them turns to the other two guys and says, like, it's time for us to go. And you see these three officers leave that front door, walk away. Now the door is unguarded and exposed, and then a troublemaker starts to break a glass window, and Ashley Babbitt pulls him back and hits him in the nose, like, stop that. You know, she was a 14-year Air Force veteran. Yep. She was not there to cause trouble. She was there to protest, and she thought, I think her husband believes that, she thought it was okay for her to be there because they were waved in. They have a videotape footage of her walking through the rotunda, or one of the big halls in the Capitol, with the crowd, and they're walking between guide ropes like they're like it's a tour, and she's got her cell phone, and she's doing 360s, taking pictures of the big hall. She's impressed by being there. Then when they pull those guards away at that door, getting back to that moment, that guy steps out, lieutenant, that Capitol Hill lieutenant, that murderer, in my estimation, he stepped out with his gun. He took aim at an unarmed woman, a veteran, and fired into her throat and killed her. And I'm sorry, in a just and fair and honest society, he would have been arrested, and the truth would have been known to the masses. She may have been in the wrong spot. She may have gotten some bad information, but she was not a threat to anybody. She was unarmed, and it was so wrong. But we're not getting the truth, Bill. We're going to be told how the Capitol Hill police were afraid.
You're going to hear them say that photos don't lie. I will agree. Film and photo doesn't lie, but angles and photoshopping does. And I'm not accusing the photoshopping thing. I did see for the first time the noose there, but nothing going on with it. It was just kind of there for no reason. And I'm going, well, you're seeing a lot of unseen footage, okay? It's produced footage. And I'm sure that there are people that have their own footage, and you might start seeing that on the internet, because we've got to throw back what they're doing and they're saying, like the young lady you talked about that was made up and everything. She goes, yeah, it's something out of the movies. Yeah, it is a movie. It's staged. She goes, oh, people were having to, and I was having to walk through the blood. You know, originally, I never saw blood
in any
of the footage. But the one thing that I did notice about her, was that when she was talking, now, you know, I studied linguistics, and there's also body language that you study. Mm-hmm. Now, back in 2003, they're going, oh, the body language is debunked. Well, what they're not telling you is that when you watch somebody, you know, you get a read on them, on things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're, you know, they're answering to their name, you get facial and different things. The one thing that she did, because I determined, you know, a few different things, because I did see that, and I went back and looked again. And I'm going, okay, for how she is wired, if she were telling the truth and having to think, her facial thing, she would have looked up to the left, and that means she's honest. But she kept talking every sentence and then go look it up to the right. And all of her manners said, I am a liar.
There are tells. There are tells that we make, and unbeknownst to us, we really don't, when we're lying, there are things that somebody who's trained can see on the surface, right? If I'm lying to you, and I'm
just
trying
to tell you what you do. When you're looking right now, you're looking at the camera. You're looking straight, which is kind of an angle. Mm-hmm. But you looking to the left, I see your eyes going to my right. And when you stop and pause, you're thinking, and that is showing that you're telling the truth. You're on the truthful side because of your mannerisms. Like right now, how you're sitting there like that.
Right, right. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm noticing how you're wired and configured. I listen to speech. I listen to, like, what you're doing with your finger right now.
The CIA does that.
I'm seeing everything, and that tells me, all right, he's telling the truth.
Bill, the CIA does this. The CIA does this all the time. What you're talking about.
She was lying.
Yeah. She's not alone. Everybody who was on that platform making that presentation last night, in my opinion, was out there for one purpose, and they were there to present the great lie. The only lie from January 6th, I think, is what we saw last night. I ask you this, Bill. If this were an honest and fair presentation, why wouldn't they feel comfortable having a presentation from the opposition? Why wouldn't they feel comfortable hearing from the other side?
They don't want to be challenged. They've already admitted in another statement yesterday, it's not really about indicting him and putting him away. It's about bankrupting him, running out his money so that he can't run. So between what Murkowski said in that statement, this is all a propaganda hoax that is going on, and they're just trying to...
They don't know his supporters very well, do they? We talked about this yesterday.
Well, let me tell you something. Well, let's just say $75 million.
Right.
All right. Now, I know Trump's got money. So, and when the Republican Party, the RNC, goes, hey, Bill, we need some money. We got to have it. I'm promoting the RNC and I'm promoting people I don't want to promote.
Me too.
If Donald asked me and I'm going, he needs the money, then I'll do what I can. Now, if I saw that, you remember, Bill Clinton got bankrupted over all of the Monica Lewinsky, the Paula, and everything that went on.
Right.
The Clintons were bankrupt. And then all of a sudden, they had like a GoFundMe, and they became millionaires again.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Democratic base said, we're going to help you. Do you think that 75 million Trump fans, and even if they lost 3%, he's still going to get the money he needs?
All he would have to do is say, folks, I'm setting up a defense fund. They're trying to bankrupt me and to crush me. And I, like you say, I think that a large segment of his followers would fork over a few bucks to help him out.
That's what's going on July 13th, too, with New York. You know, they're going after him, and they're afraid of what's going on this fall, and they're afraid of 2024. And if they don't do something now, they're in trouble. And they've got an agenda that they had going for a long time. You know, and you know, Joe kind of gave it away by accident when he said, this is all part of a plan to go to this beautiful new electric energy thing. I did start thinking about all of that stuff going on. And I started looking into Joe Biden's stocks. I remember once that he had a car company, which all of a sudden is there's no longer anything really about.
Biden had stock in a car company?
He was part of a car company that was up in the Northeast, and it was going to bring all these jobs. And usually investors can get their money back if things go, and things went, but Biden kept the money. Well, that is not the only time that that's ever happened. There was a hedge fund company back in 2004 that he came in, took over, fired the CEO, put Hunter in charge of, and then they went after, Hartley Taft Act. Act, yeah, where they could take money for investments from union shares. And they took money. These guys,
they have no shame.
Money.
They have no shame.
Biden has always said, I'm the president of the common man. I've only got about a net worth of $30,000. He said that in the OOs, and he's a liar.
Devin Nunes was asked about, he was on with Chris Salcedo on Newsmax, and he was he's a former representative. He was a leader in the Republican Party, and now he's the CEO of Truth Social. He had comments about last night. Here's what he said.
Still to this day, they've never been able to tell us who broke the windows. I mean, that's what I asked from day one. I said, look, we know the people that broke the windows broke the law. Who are they? And, you know, we still don't know who they are. So, look, but what do we do know now, right, that's been reported? We know, I mean, clearly Trump had nothing to do with this because Trump's own tweet at the time said go peacefully. So, and Trump was the one who authorized the National Guard. That now has come out in the last few days. Let's not forget that President Trump also, you know, had said that at the time. It was ignored. It was mocked. Well, now what happens? We get the actual facts, the actual evidence. President Trump was doing everything possible in his power to make sure that this was that things were handled properly. And look, it's Pelosi is the one that ultimately there needs to be an investigation, but the investigation needs to center on her and her incompetence. And so, you know, hopefully in the future the Republicans will be able to get control here, and there's going to need to be a January 6th investigation. It just needs to be on the people who actually were responsible for it, which includes Pelosi, includes the people you show on the screen that broke the window that we still don't know who they are. And it includes these guys, these characters that were instigating this, that they know where they're at. They're sitting, one guy's sitting in Arizona, some guy named Epps, and nothing's happened to him. Nothing's happened to him. How the hell is that possible? And yet you got Peter Navarro, who wasn't in the Capitol, Chris, who got arrested last Friday. I mean, it's absolute madness.
They got this Michigan lawmaker who's running against Gretchen Knit Whitmer. They arrested him. His crime was posing in front of a scaffolding. It was a misdemeanor that they arrested him. And this is how out of control Washington is.
That's amazing. This candidate for governor in Michigan, and a candidate doing very well. I think his name is Kelly, and he was ahead in the polls. So what did they just do a day or two ago? They arrested him for his being at the demonstration on January 6th. He didn't enter the Capitol. Like Chris Salcedo said, he was seen standing in front of a scaffolding.
Now, you're talking about the scaffolding that you walk up on, right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, you know, if he posed in front of that noose that we talked about and somebody got for that, I would sit there and say, boy, you know what? You better take a look at that noose and see how many wraps of the rope there are, because a noose has a specific number of wraps.
Yeah, but they don't even know who put that noose up there.
Or if it was Photoshopped there or staged there, but it's not a legal noose, so it can't hold. If somebody brings up, well, okay, here's the definition of a noose and how you tie a noose, that wasn't a noose.
And the sad part about it is there are a ton of innocent people, because I say innocent, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. But what they did with January 6th people who were there, some people just walking through like, look at that pretty statue. I mean, doing nothing. Yeah, exactly. They arrested these people, and they've been in jail for a year and a half with no charges being thrown at them. They are just locked up and locked away. And tell me how that's... And again, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. Though these people are innocent right now.
Not no more. Not according to the way the Democrats want to use it and abuse their power, and they want... Now, this is going to be... Here's an interesting thought. There is talk that they want to go to a one-party system. That's for a while, and it's a Democrat party. Who in the hell are they going to blame things on when it's just the Democrats running everything?
That's true. That's a good point. Got to tell you, FBI, they're doing some house cleaning at the FBI, because as you probably are aware, the new FBI is the woke FBI. It is the FBI of the left. It is the arm, essentially, of the administration, the enforcement arm. And there are some people in the FBI who don't like it. And Jim Jordan had some comments. Listen to this.
Decorated Iraqi war veteran being run out of the FBI. His allegiance to the country is being questioned because he had the gall to say something that offended the FBI leadership about the January 6th investigation. The other one is also having the same thing happen to them simply because on an anonymous questionnaire, they said something that the leadership disagreed with them about January 6th. And I would point out, Laura, that we now have had six agents come forward as whistleblowers. Two on the school board's narrative, on the school board's issue, and four now regarding January 6th. That is a concern to us, but we've had literally a half a dozen FBI agents come to our committee.
It's happening all over government, is it not, Jim? I mean, it's happening at the FBI. We know it's happening in our military with the whole stand down order, remember, in the spring of 2021 after January 6th. So we have to make sure there are no like unsavory people in our military. That was a warning shot that they fired across the bow for our young military men and women, was it not?
Right, exactly. It's the weaponization of government against your political foes. The legacy, and to go with your monologue, the legacy of the Attorney General Garland right now is the school board's issue. Writing the memorandum that treats moms and dads as domestic terrorists. That's the legacy thus far in his tenure as Attorney General. But this weaponization of government against your political foes is exactly what's going on. So much so we had the disinformation governance board, and but for your efforts and others pointing this out, that still might be in operation. That is how the left is operating. In the context here with the FBI, remember, a few years ago, they spied on President Trump. Then it was the actions they took against parents regarding the school board situation. And then two whistleblowers last month had come forward who attended the January 6th rally on their own time with their spouse, didn't go in the Capitol, haven't been charged, but they've had their security clearance taken from them too, which is always the first step in termination. Again, one of those individuals was also a veteran in our armed forces. This is happening, and it is as wrong can be.
Now, Congressman, on the issue of Jan 6, here's a CNN reporter, Ryan Nobles, with, I thought, what was a stunning admission. Watch.
It's largely going to be a controlled message. Even though there are Republicans on the panel, these Republicans and Democrats are working in unison. That means there's going to be no opposition voices during these hearings.
I mean, I just laugh out loud. Hilarious, Jim. I mean, this is theater, and they're upset that we're not running it live on Fox. It's their theater. It's their production. It's their props, their wardrobe, their makeup, whatever the hell they're doing. It's all on them. That's what they wanted.
And they've used taxpayer money to hire the former president of ABC News to choreograph the documentary that they're going to present on Thursday night and over the coming weeks. So, yeah, this is exactly what it is. Choreographed, brought to you by the taxpayer at taxpayer expense.
Do we know how much it's costing, by the way, Congressman? We have mothers who can't find baby formula. All right, we have people struggling to put fuel in their gas tanks. How much is this costing, this little show?
I don't know, but I do know you're right. There will be no cross. This is the only committee hearing I've ever seen in Congress where there was not an opportunity to cross-examine witnesses, because there is no Republican on that committee who will do it. So this is worse than what Adam Schiff did in the bunker in the basement with impeachment back in 2019. At least I got to be in that room and depose witnesses. And then when they had the hearings, we got to cross-examine witnesses. But in this situation, that's not even happening. So this is completely choreographed presentation, completely partisan. The good news is the American people have figured all that out.
That's Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan, on the Laura Ingraham Show on Fox. And that was about two or three nights ago. These people can't figure out what's going on, and they work in the Capitol. I mean, they've never seen anything like this before.
You know, it scares me about the FBI and what they're being used to do. And most people don't realize the power of a single FBI agent. I only say that because a very good friend of mine, when I lived in Pittsburgh, FBI agent, and you don't know the personal power that they wield. Yeah, there is paperwork to be done, but when they get themselves in a certain pickle, that badge gives them anonymity. They were not there no matter what action they take, and I have proof to that.
if I say to you, and you're an FBI agent, if I say an untruth, a gentle, mild untruth, I mean, if I lie, but it's a little white lie, doesn't make any difference. It is illegal to lie knowingly to the FBI. You can go to jail for years for doing it. Lying to the FBI, that's what happened to General Flynn. They said he was lying to the FBI. He lied to the FBI.
And let me tell you something. You might not be lying, but if they say it's a lie or interpret it as a lie, a lie, and you broke the law, and there's no way around it. If they draw down on you and shoot you for no good reason, and the cops show up, you know, and they decide, I need to get out of here, that badge is their ticket to say, I was never here. Simple incident. Kennywood Park, you know where that is.
Yep, Pittsburgh.
I was there with my buddy. Used to be a border guard, became FBI, was in Pittsburgh. He worked in that 2008 banking industry thing. You remember all that debacle with the savings and loan? That was one of his big assignments. But we were at Kennywood Park, his wife and my wife at the time, and you know the racing coasters. We were doing that thing, you know, the red one, the blue one.
Yes, I do.
And then later on that night, just before the park closed, you know, we were leaving. We were going out to the parking lot, and there he's go. He's checking all over his special little badge.
Yeah.
Thing was gone.
Wow.
He goes, I lost it. What'd you lose? I lost it. What'd you lose? I lost it. What? My badge. I said, well, you can get a new one. He goes, you don't know the paperwork I got to fill out. Because he goes, you know the badge. I said, you mean when we had that one party one time and the neighbors complained and the cops came over and knocked and you showed the badge and they said, have a nice evening, sir, and shut the door. And he goes, that's the badge. I'm going, oh, crap. And we had to go back in and we went to, there was a lady that managed one of the ticket booths by the office.
Right.
And he walked up with that befuddled face and she looked and she goes, did you lose something? He goes, well, yeah, I did. Kind of special? Well, yeah. Was it a badge? Yeah. One of the groundsmen found it, and we knew it was important. So he lucked out, or maybe some guy in a grocery store lucked out, could have pulled that badge, give me all your money, bang. You know, they can do whatever they want.
And the sad part about it is now is they're weeding out
the good guys.
They're pushing them out the door. And soon it'll be an organization.
Agents of the left.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. These guys wield power that the average person don't, and no law enforcement officer does. And they will, if they are honest, will say, yeah, you get an FBI agent there, you yield to the badge.
We kind of talked a lot about what happened last night. I'm glad I didn't spend all my time watching it. I'm glad just bits and pieces.
It was a waste of time.
Enough to irritate me, you know?
Well, let me ask you the question. Did it get your blood pressure up?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Just a little bit did me too. I got so much stuff here about the, you know, what's going on with gas and the electric cars and Biden having a vested interest in this country going to electric. I will just say a simple statement. You cannot sell electric cars if gas is cheap, like when it was $2 a gallon when Trump was in and sometimes under. But if gas prices go up, gas becomes short. Still got a problem with the electric car because you can't charge it. Wait a minute. Joe Biden this week said every 50 miles, government is now on a mission to put in charging stations.
Let me ask you a question. They're looking to have more of these presentations over the course of the next couple, 3 months, you know, probably all through the summer, maybe even leading up to the elections. Do you think that maybe they're doing this to take our eye off the ball of what's really happening in our country, what's really going on, that our fuel crisis is real, that they had a surge yesterday, I believe, 6,500 people came across the border. I heard a former head of the Border Patrol say, that really isn't unusual. We have that like every other day, 6,500 people coming across.
It is a distraction. They're not going anywhere with it. We do have to maintain the fact that we can't let them do something illegal, but don't watch the damn thing and give them give them their distraction.
Right.
Pay attention to the gas prices are high, and we got to hold Joe accountable. I'm not against electric, but do a Google search and see where Biden has money directly invested, who says, oh, I don't know stocks. Well, he indirectly owns stocks, and yes, he does own stocks. He owns stocks in Plug, Tesla. He has perhaps an $18 billion share in the number one lithium battery company.
$18 billion? He's not.
That's what they say it's worth. But political says, that's not true. We really can't connect that and make that connection. You can't disprove it. You can't prove it. But because you're political, it's not true. But the simple fact is,
you mean he has a share in an $18 billion company? He doesn't have $18 billion.
Well, no, he's got maybe a 10% share, which when he became president, it skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And if he did have 10%,
it's worth a lot more than it was when he initially.
It's worth about $18 billion.
Well, I can't imagine electric cars really taking off, because what are we going to do with our fuel cars right now? I mean, they're going to become lead weights in our driveway. There'll be no value for resale.
California is mandating they're going all electric. So if you're an ASE certified mechanic, you know, but mm-hmm. you're not an electric technician, your $150 an hour, $175 an hour service charge has lost out to a geek with zits that's 23 years old, but he knows how to plug in a battery, electric battery, to a computer chip, and he's going to get $250.
Everything's going to be modular, too, in a car. Literally. You won't go in for a tune-up. They'll just take out a motherboard and stick in a new motherboard.
Put a new chip in there. I need a new chip. We'll take this one and reprogram it. How much is the chip? Oh, it's not that bad, about $7,500.
Exactly.
But the chip next to it has to be replaced. I'm thinking $25,000, and we'll have your car out of here in 15 minutes.
I have a question for you, though, and I'll leave you with this. I mean, we've both worked around electronics our whole career. How reliable are electronics? Really, sometimes electrical equipment seems to have a mind of its own, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, they call in the Air Force. If you're a mechanic in the Air Force, mm-hmm. the avionics, the electronics, even the jets.
Yes.
They're, you know, a mechanic will say, yeah, man, these things fly like you wouldn't believe. There's not much to do. And then there are those days where the gremlins come in overnight.
Yes.
What's a gremlin? We can't find a damn thing wrong, but it doesn't work.
I point to the 737 MAX. That was the airplane, Bill, that was completely computer programmed, brand new. It was the star of Boeing. They had a great introduction of the airplane. The airlines picked them up like they were going out of style, and then they started to crash for no known reason. And all of a sudden, they put a hold on the entire 737 fleet. All of a sudden, every 737 MAX was grounded, and it was a software glitch, and they didn't know how it happened. The fleet was grounded for like 2 years. I think they're flying again. They may have rebranded the airplane. Hey, look, we've done it again, my friend. We've gone long, as they would say, but it's been an interesting show. And,
yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, I'm looking at the clock. I'm going, didn't we just start? No, that was an hour ago.
Yes. Ooh. Hey, listen, we got a lot to talk about tomorrow, because we got a lot that we didn't say today. A lot of show prep.
What is today?
Today, oh my goodness, today's Friday. We got a weekend to relax. No, we don't. We do show prep all weekend long. Who are we kidding? No.
And what went on last night and is going on tonight, oh, trust me, they're going to drop the big one in the tidy bowl this weekend.
With that, that's an imagery I don't want to see. Have a great weekend, folks.
Last night, you did.
Yeah, have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, Bill.
See ya. Do you have a flush effect?
Get out of here, will you?